Right now, I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer, and her name is Suzanne Owens. Please give her a big welcome.
Time is a flower. The hum of its increase trembles the stem, changes the color of its yielding petals, soft to my touch. I breathe the aroma, sample the pollen, taste time's essence on my tongue. In winter, my breath trails a burning scarf as I walk on the frozen river. A frozen lake. Cold blurs the distinction between land and sky. Beneath the ice, a sandal caught in flight, a tangled fishing line. Cracks extend from the soles of my feet, and thunder jolts the opposite shore, reorganizes my tissue. I am losing my color. My pupil skin, I molt for the seventh time. Someday I will be acid, protein, a flow of energy, radiant. Then spring unfolds from its vine like a split warm tomato. I rise at dawn, canoe through mist. Even the loon keeps its head above water. Once again, I smell the bouquet of air from the lake's commemorative wine. Hear that wind, a train that calls through the pines, departing the always station, but never gone. No clocks, no longing, only the sun at noon, the day's expansion. This could be called perfection. And under the water there is no wind. Ready for a swim, I stand on the rock as I did when a child, having altered as much as the stone remains the same. Yet winds from millions of years have carved this rock. It marks another year on my mind. As I dive into the water, a fingerprint on a passport. The waves have washed away. Now, this fall, when the hurricane charged through, I didn't need a candle. Each flash lit the room and sewed the sky in with a fork on its way back up. The next day, in the bush, woven with gold and red, a 400-year-old tree split in two, the whole core of its trunk seared, marked with a black commandment. Yet, the sun shone. The sky was bluer than fake scenery. 100,000 million volts. Where did it go? I wanted it.
One more hymn, please, for Suzanne Owens.